You're working without a contract with state government at this point. How are the negotiations going toward getting a new deal?
Well, the negotiations, unfortunately, are going very, very slowly. We began negotiations in December of 2011. The contract expired at the end of June of 2012. We extended the contract through November, at which point the governor took the unprecedented step of terminating the contract. We are still in negotiations. There are still lots of issues that are on the table, and we're moving through them very slowly, very slowly.
Well, the fact that that previous contract was severed by the administration, it seems to me that that would make negotiations more difficult and that you would want some assurance that the state abides by what it, what's in that contract.
Well, we certainly do. And, of course, as you know, in the previous contract, the state didn't abide by it. They didn't pay the negotiated pay rates that were due. And when an independent arbitrator ordered that they pay them, they appealed that decision to court. The court said people are entitled to the money. The state once again turned around and is appealing the court's decision. Meanwhile, the clock is ticking because the court also said they had to pay interest on the money that's owed to our members.
A memo published recently gave direction from the union to members, I guess recommendations, if you will. And from what I read on that, they included things like, you know, avoid some major purchases, go to the doctor now, get your prescriptions filled, giving some indication to those of us on the outside that that a strike is a real possibility. So I guess I have to ask, is it?
Well, it is a very real possibility. You know, we've been negotiating contracts with governors here in Illinois going back to the middle 70s. We've always been able to settle those contracts without a strike. However, it appears from the posture that this administration has taken that perhaps they'd like to provoke a strike. Certainly, they know that what they're seeking in these negotiations is totally unreasonable, yet they've not moved off of their position in, of unreasonableness in all the months we've been negotiating. So, they may, in fact, force a strike, but that is a decision that ultimately will be up to the members, who would have to vote to authorize a strike, and then up to the elected bargaining committee to actually call a strike if they feel that negotiations are no longer fruitful.
You hear from people quite regularly regarding this issue. Do you feel as though the membership, if it came down to that, would go for a strike?
Well, it certainly appears that way. I mean, there's a lot of anger out there, as you can imagine. To first be denied a pay raise that you're entitled to, that the governor had agreed to, and then have him turn around and say, I'm not going to do it, and then have him terminate the contract, and then propose in negotiations that people go 3 years with no pay increase, and over that same period of time pay $10,000 out of their pocket, $10,000 more for their health insurance. They're already paying for premiums for their health insurance and co-payments and deductibles, and the state wants to increase that even more to the tune, on average, of about $10,000 per employee. We think that's an unreasonable position. I think most people would agree.
What would have to happen for a work stoppage like that to take place? I know there are a lot of unions have to file intent to strike notices. Would that be the same in this situation?
Yeah, under the law, I believe it's a 5-day notice. First of all, our members would have to vote for it, would have to vote to authorize the strike. Then the bargaining committee, which is elected by our members, if they had that authorization, would have to decide, well, negotiations are not going anywhere, and then they would set a strike date.
And I just want to clarify, at this point, you're not at that point in this whole process, but you're not ruling out it could happen.
No, I'm not ruling that out at all. They said a lot of anger and frustration among our members because we have been negotiating as long as we have, because the governor has refused to honor our previous contract, and because the governor is taking such an unreasonable position in this set of negotiations.